Masculine days. It was unbelievable, the power that the custom men had over us. And we lived in dread. Now, we went out on every day to Derry. Derry was our market town, and that was where we did our business. And the border came on, and it was very, very difficult to begin with. And the great London Derry and Lough Swilly Railway, they ran across the border. And she crossed the border at a place called Bridge End. And at that particular place, the custom men went through your pockets. They clapped you. And you could have nothing. It was a pure... it's unbelievable, like in the present day and age, that they could have took the shoes off your feet and sent you home in the stock soles if they had been bought in the north. See, the job was you had done some wild thing that you threw away, and then you bought the new ones and you put them on. And it has been known that they took the shoes off their feet and sent them home in the sock soles. They had the power to do anything at all they wanted. But this particular poem now is entitled The Free State Farmer. And it was written by a man named Malloy. Tom Malloy was a poet who had all been standing. He and the brother had a pub between them there in the village of Burnfoot. And he wrote quite a lot of poems. But this is one that he wrote now is entitled The Free State Farmer. And if I can get started, I can remember it now. As I said, it was unbelievable the power they had and the fear that was instilled into you whenever you came to Bridge End where the train stopped and the custommen boarded her. The fear that was instilled into you because you were sure to have something. You didn't go into Derry and come back out again. Derry was the place, the terminus of the London Derry and Lough Swilly Railway. You didn't go in there and come back out again. You had someone with you. And it really no matter whether the man got it or whether he didn't. But this story anyway is entitled Free State Farmer. And it tells the trouble that a man got into when he bought a new suit in Derry and took in hand to smuggle it out. And he did what they were always in the habit of doing. Everybody did it. It went something like this. I'm a Free State farmer. I come from Annishoon. My farm, it is not very large. Of bankrupts I have known. I toil along from day to day, I do the best I can, I sell my butter and my eggs, like any other man. Now, Derry is my market town, that's there I get my meat, my tea, my sugar, and my bread, my parings and pig's feet. Some time ago, my clothes were worn. I went into Derry town, and I left my measure for a suit. The tailor took it down. He said, call back in 3 weeks' time, and ready it will be. So I toddled off along the road to the stit. The say is free. My wife and I, we talked things over. We talked daily, day by day, about how we'd get my suit across, no duty for to pay. Well, the day came round, I went to town, I went to get my clothes. Says I, I'll do these custom men. I'll do them to their nose. I'll throw these torn old rags away and I'll dress up like a toff. So with my parcel under my arm to the station, I set off. Now, I felt a wee bit guilty as I walked down the Strand. I thought all hands would look at me. I was a frightened man. But I packed an empty carriage, for I had to be alone, to smuggle out a suit of clothes to dear old Annishoon. The train steamed out past Pennyburn, I started to undress. The old coat went out the window, likewise my pants and vest. But when I opened up my parcel, to my horror, I did find the tiller had made some mistake. The pants were left behind. Oh, woe's me, oh, woe's me, the game is all up now. The shivering had came over me, and the sweat ran down my brow. I looked a picture of distress, naked and alone, steaming at 60 miles an hour to dear old Annishoon. Well, the train pulled up at Gallagher Road, a clothesline hung nearby, and the large pair of ladies' knickers there flew high onto the sky. I nipped out, and I pulled them on. They fitted me to a T. Says I to myself, a plus four suit just makes a man of me. The customer man saluted me. He thought I was a swell. But the wife, she damn near murdered me before I got time to tell. Oh, never again. No, never again. Or I get out me loan to smuggle out a suit of clothes to dear old Annie Shone.